It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
Because I have never let my sons forget the Mother's Day that I didn't hear from even one of them. They are pretty much aware of the occasion each year now. Never mind that happened years and years and years ago and that their excuses were reasonable. One swore he actually hiked out of the Grand Canyon to call me and I didn't answer. One was involved in an important project, and I think one was working and just plain forgot. It's just that no excuse is a good excuse. So the next year, 2 weeks before Mother's Day, I received a package from Barnes & Noble containing the new CD by Mary McPartland from my youngest son. He knew I would love it because I had 5 months earlier thoughtfully provided him, as a Barnes & Noble employee, a list of CDs and books that I would really love to have for Christmas. Several days before the actual day, my middle son, who lived way down in South Texas, mentioned in a phone conversation that I should be getting some flowers soon. But on Mother's Day, the flowers hadn't arrived yet, and I made a note to tell him to be sure and have the charge removed from his credit card. My oldest son called Sunday morning and asked what I'd like to do. I said I was going to church, so he joined me there. It has always made me beaten to sit in the same pew with my family. We strolled over to the Arts for All Festival for lunch. "Let's sit in the seating area nearest the beer tent," I suggested helpfully, trying to save him steps. It was also near the gyro or hero stand. Pick your own pronunciation, which is what I wanted for lunch. "Get me extra napkins," I told him, "because it will be dribbly." We moseyed around the displays for a while until music started in the wine garden, and we hurried over to sit on a hay bale and listen. It was a perfect day in the low 70s, no wind, a 5-star day for mothers and everybody else. Then we came home so he could plant the 2 rose bushes he'd bought me, a summer sunshine yellow tea rose and a John F. Kennedy white tea rose with 3 buds already. A little later, I got an email from the Texas Sun stating he had it on good authority that Monday would be a good day for flower delivery. How I set up a delivery scheduled on money, I don't know. He apologized. He blamed it on the Republicans, which made sense to me, and noted that Monday's child is full of grace. Sure enough, Monday afternoon, 36 Peruvian lily buds, a green and white ceramic vase to put them in, and a small box of chocolates arrived. I put the flowers in the vase, went outside to check the buds on my new rose bushes, put on the Marion McPartland CD, and sat down to eat a dark chocolate caramel and a milk chocolate truffle while I listened. I love Mother's Days. They go on for 2 weeks and a Monday.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.